This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I am seething with energy, like a volcano erupting. Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, March 26, 2020 transmission, with 221 days out from this incredibly important election. And now, all of our analysis, which was dead on, but still covered in mist, is coming into crystal sharp clarity. The fine edges and details now come into view from 35,000 feet all the way down to point blank range. The White House is listening. The world is watching. We have cracked the globalist code. And we know how to defeat them. I will cover their attempts to create a depression in the United States and bring in a permanent state of martial law, and how we have now begun to turn the tide against that attempt. But then, as we always do, we give you next month and next year's news today. How will the globalists strike back? Just as they began to fail in their impeachment, I said, what will the new attack be? I said, probably this virus they're talking about in Wuhan. That was 9 weeks ago. And now, here we are. We can win this. I'd say we're 55 to 45 right now. But it's ours to lose, and we could lose if we're too confident in what is going on. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a spectator sport. All of you, whether you're old, young, black, or white, are in the arena. This is a war. A war on for your mind is the InfoWars motto. Or you could just simply say, InfoWars.com. Think for yourself. David Icke is joining us on the coronavirus global takeover at the bottom of the next hour. He'll be with us for an hour and a half. We're going to have open phones in the first hour into the second hour, and I will then take over completely after Icke leaves and take 1 hour of phone calls in the fourth hour ahead of the war room. They've got footage out that hasn't been seen yet where they decided to go on mopeds downtown last night, some of the crew, to videotape, to shoot footage of what was going on in the ghost town with like zombie homeless wandering around. That indeed happened. The police threatened to arrest them until they discovered that they were reporters and exempt from the lockdown. But that footage will be premiered coming up today on the War Room, 3 o'clock Central. Of course, David Icke is on before me, doing a fantastic job as well. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central. And starting next Monday, we're announcing a new show that will air 7 to 9 p.m. weeknights with a new special guest host. It's going to be a digital town hall type program with lots of guests and lots of calls. And it's going to be commercial free for network breaks. We're going to skip our TV and radio breaks for ourselves, but there will be a clock, a few minutes of ads at the start of the hour, the middle of the hour, and the end of the hour for radio and TV stations out there that are going to wish to cover this. We won't announce the show until Sunday evening, so look for that. There's so much happening. We're going to have that live special transmission that will run pretty much through the election for you. Okay. We know they're going to launch more crises. They're going to launch more attacks. I am going to refocus, try to get in Zen mode instead of berserker mode. And when we return, the incredible headline now going live at InfoWars.com. Russia and the UK simultaneously announced today that the coronavirus crisis is over. But the Democrats are now demanding that we be shut down through the election, of course. And every death is Donald John Trump's fault. This is their hysteria. This is their operation. And It's up to us to not buy into the fear-mongering.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We now know for sure that each state multinational combine, in concert with their slave colony China, launched the COVID-19 bioweapon attack in November 2019, scripted the hysteria, hyped up the deaths, choreographed into the world I Am Legend, Omega Man, Last Man on Earth, Zombie Apocalypse Visions, set the precedent to roll out that whenever a contagious virus hits that can kill 5,000, 20,000, 100,000 like the flu does routinely in the United States, we are meant to fall down on our faces in abject fear. Cash must be banned. We must take digital microchips to track us. Bill Gates' fingerprints are all over it, and now it's hitting mainstream news. But let me make the ultra, incredibly massive announcement here. Russia and the UK, both articles are on InfoWars.com, came out last night while we were sleeping in the early morning hours, and both said it is no longer a threat, it is no longer even rated as a danger statistically, and we are ending quarantine operations. This is a hoax. Paul Joseph Watson, no need for quarantine in Russia, which closed its borders. The UK downgrades COVID-19, no longer a high consequence infectious disease. Ultra massive bombshell. But there's absolutely no coverage in the U.S. media. Instead, there is breathless fear mongering in the most obvious ways. Run for the hills, we're all dead! There's no hope. Jump out of buildings. And people are committing suicide. Got a big stack of articles on that front. We're going to walk through all of this, but it gets better. Senator Hawley of Missouri and Senator Cotton have both come out, ladies and gentlemen, and said the Chi-Coms knew it was killing people, because it does kill old and does kill sick. It's a real virus. But these type of viruses always are coming through that kill tens of thousands per country. And they knew and lied about it and incubated it. And then once they covered it up, then they said it was more deadly than originally as a way to politically and economically hurt us. And Trump came out in a press conference last night, that clip's coming up, and said the Democrats want to extend this crisis to hurt the economy and hurt my reelection. And that is absolutely what they want. They admit it. They've said, we hope it hurts Trump. We hope it hurts the economy. We want to plunge it there. And now you've got Kathy Griffin and all the usual suspects saying they have it, and it's so painful, and they're victims, and all the other globalists have it. Tom Hanks and Prince Charles. It's ridiculous how obvious it is. In fact, it's not even obvious. They admit that they are doing it. So I'm going to get into no need for hard quarantine in Russia. They say it's not a problem. And UK downgrades COVID-19, no longer a high consequence infectious disease. The Four Nations Public Health HCID Group made an interim recommendation to classify COVID-19 as HCID. This was based on consideration of the UK HCID criteria about the virus and the disease with information available during the early stages of the outbreak. So back then they said not a high consequence. Italy loses, on average, 50,000 people a year. Some years, 70-plus thousand to the flu. Old, smoking population that gets out in public a lot. They're not shut-ins over there. The Italians like their old people. That's a good thing. They don't warehouse them. So they live longer than most people in the world. Longest in Europe. Look up the Italians. Pretty much only the Japanese are outliving them in any industrialized country. And they revere their old people, but the old people are taken out in public with them. And so they get from their grandkids the flu and other stuff, and they die. Most of the people, the 37,000 Trump's saying, my number is 35,000 that die every year in the U.S. are above the age of 80. Or they have cancer. Or they have failed livers and kidneys. So incredibly important. And Russia closed down their borders early on, something the Democrats said we shouldn't do. And now they say they basically don't have any cases and there's no need for quarantine. So there you go. But the big takeaway here, ladies and gentlemen, is the Democrats are holding America hostage. And let me give you this little tidbit. I talked to some city workers I know that are involved in licensing, in home inspections and building inspections and permitting. And they said that starting on Monday, coming up on April 1st, they have been told they're going to stay closed for 2 weeks and that non-essential city employees go home. It's the same thing all over the country. The Democrat governors, Democrat mayors are going to order a shutdown. When Trump says we're open for business, they're going to say no. And then every death that happens, they're going to personalize. Every hospital that gets overwhelmed always happens in flu season. It's going to be the end of the world, and it's all going to be Trump's fault. Like every time there's a mass shooting, it's his fault and gun owners' fault. Do they normally show you 37,000 people that die of the flu and show their name and show where they came from and show their family and show the hospitals that got overwhelmed? No. Anybody that knows hospitals knows they keep their beds full. If there is an epidemic, they'll get people that aren't that sick out. But if they aren't, they run the insurance up. They keep the hospitals full to make money. They're always full. Unless they're private elite clinics where you pay twice as much. You can snap your fingers, go to private clinics in America, and get any surgery you want in like 2 days. And guess what? There's not sick people in those buildings. So you don't ever get an infection, pretty much. Because it's elective type surgeries and things. But they'll do emergency surgeries as well. So that's how this system operates, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, the gigantor news is that the Senate Intelligence Committee knows what's going on. They know it's man-made so that the globalists can tell how it would track. See, just because it's man-made doesn't mean it's ultra-deadly. It just means it's ultra-communicable to scare you, and they also know the effect it will have. So you want to use a weapon that'll create a stampede, like a gunshot, but not too much that you can't control that'll get out of control. This is about clamping down and getting control of people. It's not about being out of control. So getting ready is important. Boosting your immune system is absolutely important. Because there are a lot of really bad pneumonias and stuff out there and flus. Of course you want your zinc. Of course you want your nanosilver. Of course you want to eat high quality foods. Of course you want to drink plenty of purified water. Had medical doctors on, they say drink a ton of purified water. And I'll tell you, they're selling out of the Alexa Pure water filtration systems. Michigan ordered ProPure, another great company who have high-rated filters, top-rated filters we sell. They just told them, shut down, you're not essential. But the liquor stores are, but the gun stores aren't. So today may be the last day you're even able to get Alexa Pure water filters at InfoWarsStore.com because they're selling out. I'm told a day or two. Also, Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus. You know, I say this all the time. It's true and it's embarrassing. We have a lot of great supplements. When I take them all, it's like I'm Superman. I have so much energy, libido, stamina, clarity. My eyes work better, everything. That's a lot of vitamins and minerals and things I ended up forgetting. I hadn't been taking real Red Pill Plus in 6 months. I was taking X2, taking X3, taking the turmeric, taking the bodies, having a great effect. Man, I started 2 weeks ago taking this again. My sleep has just been incredible. We don't advertise it. It's that. I just know it's this. It's where you don't wake up in it. You don't want to get out of bed. You feel so refreshed. I've been taking a real Red Pill without the stimulant in it. Real Red Pill Plus has the natural stimulant. Vitamins, minerals, pregnenolone that boosts it all. And my wife's like, what's going on? Because I already had a lot of stamina and a lot of energy, like an 18-year-old. I'll just leave it at that. Hell, I got more stamina than I was 18. But she's like, what is going on? Because pregnenolone's powerful. That's why we say this isn't for kids. For kids that want the zinc and all the rest of it, the multivitamin mineral with amino acids, vitamin mineral fusion. That has a dose of the minerals and things that shouldn't be higher in kids. It has a child dose in there of a lot of things that you shouldn't have too much of. And the other things you can have more of, it's got an extra amount of. So that's there. InfoWarsStore.com. We're about to sell out of the 1 ounce immune gargle spray topical system at InfoWarsStore.com. That funds our operation. We'll be right back with the big news.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
It is now 100% certified and confirmed that the globalists built China, the modern communist system, set it up to replace America. The CFR wrote countless articles about that. They bragged about it. Everybody's aware of it. Allowed them to buy up at least four of the big six Hollywood studios, allowed them to buy up our debt, set up one-sided trade deals where all of our industry went over there. They make 80-plus percent of our pharmaceuticals. We've been positioned to be totally dependent on them. And so they staged this event, used it as a political crackdown over Taiwan and the mainland, welded people in their houses, did these horrible things, shot people at checkpoints, had drones controlling them, but let 5 billion people flee Wuhan, travel here, spread the disease all over the world, and then China sets the precedent where, oh, look, communist China, which I've always said is the Maoist, tattletale, control freak model of the takeover they were planning here. I've been telling you for years, the left's planning a Maoist takeover because that's what they teach in the universities. It's what the Antifa teaches. It's what Democrats talk about. I mean, it's really what they're doing. Sounds crazy, but it is. And now you see it. China, it did this. We've got to do this. But then China quietly reopens for business. The media stops covering China. And today the Wall Street Journal is saying Americans are fleeing to China to protect themselves from the virus. What? America's the epicenter, the UN says. America's bad. The hospitals are overwhelmed. You're all dead. The stock market's going down. Run for the hills. Trump underreacted. We knew they were going to set him up. He needed to expose them up front. Then he overreacted. The stock market plunged. Then he pulled back. Sanity started prevailing. The stock market started going straight back up. So Senator Josh Hawley and Senator Tom Cotton have both come out and said the Chi-Coms lied about it. They incubated it. They launched it. Now the leftist media is using it for control. Now the Democrats are saying the cities they control, the states they control, they're not opening until the middle of the election, maybe. Some are saying through the election. Got the headlines right here. Democrats call for lockdown to continue through election. Then they're going to mail in their ballots, wink, wink. And they think the shutdown of the economy will be in a total depression way before then. We'll drive Trump from office. And what did all the Democrats say on CNN, MSNBC, HBO? We're going to crash the economy. We're going to bring down Trump. We're going to punish flyover country. Well, guess what? Flyover country is in New York. It's in California. It's people there that don't like this garbage. But it's definitely in the Midwest and the Southwest and the South and all over. And people see the bureaucratic power grab for what it is. It's very dangerous. And the forced inoculations they admit are coming next year. And the surveillance of us. And every time there's a new bug that kills anybody, it's going to be hysteria and fear. This is how they're trying to break our will. So Senator Hawley has laid it out. We're going to go to that in a moment. But first, here's Trump last night talking about what's really behind this. Here it is.
They would love to see me forget me about it.
You tweeted earlier linking the closing of the country to your election success in November. Is this Easter timeline based on your political interest? You tweeted. You said that the media wants the country to remain closed to hurt your
The media would like to see me do poorly in the election. I think
lawmakers and economists both sides of the aisle have said that reopening the country by Easter is not a good idea. What is that plan based on?
Just so you understand. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. I think there are certain people that would like it not to open so quickly. I think there are certain people that would like it to do financially poorly because they think that would be very good as far as defeating me at the polls. And I don't know if that's so, but I do think it's so that that there are people in your profession that would like that to happen. I think it's very clear. I think it's very clear that there are people in your profession that write fake news. You do. She does. There are people in your profession that write fake news. They would love to see me for whatever reason, because we've done one hell of a job. Nobody's done the job that we've done. And it's lucky that you have this group here right now for this problem, or you wouldn't even have a country left.
Obviously, what we've got to do is take what he just said and edit it in with Bill Maher and the Democrats on CNN, MSNBC, all the channels, and just have him keep saying, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of people like to see us fail. Clip, clip, clip. A lot of people want to see us fail. Clip, clip, clip. A lot of people want to see us fail. Clip, clip, clip. And you are fake news. And it's so obvious. And if they got a total depression, there'll be mass death, as Trump said 2 days ago. This is insane. But it's warfare. It's taking the country down. What are we going to do if they steal the election in 221 days? This country's going into civil war. And in 4 years, he'll be gone. Finally, someone up there standing up to this scum that are openly rooting for bringing the country down. But you know what? We have people power. You have word of mouth. And if you spread the word about what you just saw live, and when we put out the video in like an hour of what Trump said last night with them saying they want to bring the country down and that they want to use coronavirus to do it, we've got their ass. These people are like supervillains. Here's what Senator Josh Hawley had to say about China last night. Oh, and also another clip we're going to get to first of Senator Tom Cotton last night talking about China. We got a bunch of these clips. Here it is.
How much of our capacity China has, whether it is prescription drugs or personal protective equipment, things like that, we've got to take it back. Quickly, your answer.
Yeah, things like antibiotics and ibuprofen and Advil are made in China for the most part. It's time to bring that manufacturing capacity back to the United States. Time to bring a lot more back to the United States from China. China unleashed this plague on the world, and there will be a reckoning when we're on the backside of it.
That's right. There should be a law that medicine is strategic and that it all has to be made here. Other countries do that. Here's what the senator also had to say about China refusing to hand over evidence about the Wuhan Biolab.
Maria, here's what we do know. This virus did not originate in the Wuhan animal market. Epidemiologists who are widely respected from China, who have published or studied in the international journal The Lancet, have demonstrated that several of the original cases did not have any contact with that food market. The virus went into that food market before it came out of that food market. So we don't know where it originated, but we do know that we have to get to the bottom of that. We also know that just a few miles away from that food market is China's only biosafety level 4 super laboratory that researches human infectious diseases. Now, we don't have evidence that this disease originated there, but because of China's duplicity and dishonesty from the beginning, we need to at least ask the question to see what the evidence says. And China right now is not giving any evidence on that question.
When we return, we're going to get to Cotton, the single biggest threat to both global and U.S. growth this year is this virus and the hype surrounding it. So again, get prepared. Boost your immune system. That's absolutely reasonable. If you want to run off and live in a bunker, knock yourself out. But every year, the flu comes and kills more people in the U.S. than have died from this worldwide. 35 to 37,000 last year died of the flu. Don't have the numbers yet this year in the U.S. alone. 20,000 worldwide, they say, have now died of this. I mean, look at this. But then they say, oh, the lockdown saved you. We're the saviors because we ordered the lockdown. And by the way, I told you it was coming. Harvard and others that run this criminal operation are announcing yearly lockdowns for every virus. They say they're going to just turn things on and off with flashing lights and apps. They'll just be totally controlled by the technocracy.
more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70, particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc, for yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children, please go out and research zinc, and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Single biggest threat to both global and U.S. growth in this year.
Senator, I just want to go back to the comments from the Chinese ambassador to the United States. Over the weekend, he said it's very harmful, it's very dangerous to stir up suspicion, rumors, and spread them among the people. For one thing, this creates panic. Another thing is that it will fan up racial discrimination, xenophobia, and all these things that will really harm our joint efforts to combat the virus. Obviously, on the Intelligence Committee, you know more about about what's happening? How firm are you in your concerns about this?
So I have two responses to the Chinese ambassador. One, the thing that really is harmful, that really spreads fear, is China lying about the origins of this disease and about the number of people who have it, and excluding American and other Western scientists from China to try to get to the bottom of it. Second, in terms of the claims of racism, the Chinese people are the first and the worst victims of the Chinese Communist Party. We should all hold them in our prayers and hope that we can get a vaccine, because they are the people who are most harmed by the Chinese government's incompetence and duplicity.
Infowars.com. I'm Alex Jones. We are live. DrudgeReport.com. Shock claim. We have a drudge siren. American deaths will top 80,000 in next 4 months. I think that's possible. It kills a lot of sick and old people. And if 30-something thousand die of the flu every year, there you go. So it's not that there isn't a virus. Isn't that does it kill people? I think the number will be lower than that. I think that's possible. Very possible. I think it's on the high end. In fact, the U.S. death rate is lower than that of the other countries because we have a larger sampling pool, because they're just testing those that show up sick at the hospital. Well, you're already getting the people that are already worst off. And almost all of them had pre-existing conditions and or very old. But we always have viruses. We always have death. They're trying to make it like, oh, we can't ever have another person jump off a diving board and get hurt. So since the 80s, all the diving boards are taken out. And now if you go to a new condo or a new hotel, all the pools are 3 feet to 2 feet deep, because now no one can get hurt. It's lawyers. And now they're getting rid of swings. And they're getting rid of merry-go-rounds. They're getting rid of everything. And now companies are saying, we're staying shut anyways. If there's a chance one of our employees could get sick, we'll be liable. So stay in your house. That's the shock claim at DrudgeReport.com. American deaths will top 80,000 in the next 4 months. French news agency, COVID-19, the Chi-Com virus, could lead to more than 80,000 deaths in the U.S. and overwhelm hospital capacity nationwide as soon as early April. Even if social distancing measures are expected, new research showed today. The U.S. death toll of the pandemic has already passed 1,000 with 68,000 confirmed infections. So, guys, let's do a 1,000 divided to 68,000. Give me the death rate on that, please. 1,000 divided to 68,000. Forecasters at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington's School of Medicine analyzed the latest COVID-19, of course, they're funded by Bill Gates, I should add, data at a local, national, and international level. These include hospitalization and mortality rates, as well as the patient data in terms of age, gender, and pre-existing health problems. Specifically, they looked at the time lag between the first cases of the public infections, such as shuttering schools and businesses. Then they looked at each American state's ICU bed and ventilator capacity. The analysts warned that based on the current trends, demand for both would far exceed the COVID-19 patients as early as the second week of April. During the epidemic peak, also set for a point in April, as many as 2,300 patients would die every day, according to the IHME model. You know, I remember reading old history books and things about the Old West and, you know, New York or anywhere. And routinely, you'd have some bad bug come through and, you know, you'd have half the old people that were 80, 90 years old would die. That's just what happens. But see, oh, it can't happen now. It can't be 1%. We have to lock down. We have to have depression. We have to have microchips. We have to have vaccines. Even though vaccines lower your immunity to other bugs. That's in all the studies. They might help you with one, maybe, but it lowers your immune system overall. And America's so sick, and so it eats so much GMO and is on so many drugs. Maybe Mike Adams is true. Maybe he's right. Maybe hundreds of thousands are going to die. Maybe I've been too optimistic. All I know is they're using it to shut the economy down. They're using it to drive Trump from office, and they're blaming everything on him. During the epidemic peak, also set for some point in April, as many as 2,300 patients could die every day, according to the IHME model. This was the case even if the population altered to strict social distancing measures. Yeah, it's already spread everywhere, folks. I don't know know their number is right, but it's true. It's been here since November, at least. That's from the CIA. And I don't just trust the CIA in general, but I mean, good people I know in it that have access, they know all about this. Our estimate trajectory of COVID-19 deaths assumed continued and uninterrupted vigilance by the general public, hospital workers, and government agencies, said Christopher Murray, IHME director. The trajectory of the pandemic will change, and dramatically for the worse, if people ease up on social distancing or relax with other precautions. The analysts estimated that approximately 81,000 people in the U.S. will die from the virus over the coming 4 months. Estimates range between 38,000 and more than 160,000. So that's why they picked the middle number. It forecasts that total 41 U.S. states will need more ICU beds than are currently available, and 12 states may need to increase their capacity 50% or more to accommodate patient needs. That article is up at drugsreport.com. If you want to read it, look at the numbers for yourself. It's also being linked up on newswars.com, prisonplanet.com, and infowars.com. Okay, getting back to the news here. UK downgrades COVID-19. No longer a high-consequence infectious disease. That's what they said months ago. They still see it as that. They don't see it as a very high death rate, even up there with the flu. And that's what they're seeing. No need for hard quarantine in Russia. Paul Joseph Watson writes, the World Health Organization official says there's no need for Russia to implement a hard quarantine to fight coronavirus after Moscow closed most of its border back in January, something Democrats fought to stop here. The WHO's representative in Russia said the country is one step ahead of other countries in its battle against COVID-19. Oh, with borders and stopping flights in January, something the Democrats and Joe Biden said don't do, but now it's all Trump's fault. They talk to us like we have no memories and like we're total, complete morons. Absolutely ridiculous. Meanwhile, when we come back, I'm going to blitz through a ton of news here just to show you the hysteria. But you knew what was coming, right? Gordon Brown's one of the people I cited. And the crew, God bless them, it's not their fault because they erased most of our stuff online so we couldn't find it on YouTube. Gordon Brown, when he was back in power, I don't know, what was it, 8 years ago or whatever, the British Prime Minister, he kept saying,
we need a new world order to control during pandemics. We need a world government body to control a cashless society, ban cash because of the coming pandemics.
Well, he's back saying it again. So we can't find where he said it 8, 9 years ago, but he's saying it again. So we have it now. Former UK Prime Minister calls for global government. He said global government to fight coronavirus. We'll tell you about that and so much more. They've always said we're going to use global government for a global crisis, and that's exactly what they're doing. And they said they would use the bugs. I'm going to tell you this. The bug is real. There's always new bugs that kill a bunch of people. They've decided to make it a big deal and people die from it, just like shootings. Still a rare, it's rare compared to car accidents or cancer or anything to die in a shooting. It's not common. It's really rare to die in a school shooting. But still, young people, they humanize them. They show their faces. They zoom in on them. They tell you about them. And then you show them their parents, and they cry. And you're touched with empathy. But less than 100 die a year in real mass shootings. Still too many. But you'd think they're everywhere, and they spent billions locking schools down in total hysteria and fear, blaming all gun owners. It's the same thing with this. But now you're going to have 20, 30, 40... 80,000 people, probably is right, because they're going to misdiagnose a lot of flu deaths with this as well.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, there's a big story from the French news agency up at Infowars.com. Can't miss it at DrugReport.com with the vaunted siren. U.S. virus deaths may top 80,000 despite confinement, study shows. That's one of these Bill and Melinda Gates funded groups. But, you know, he had 37,000 flu deaths, and they're going to misdiagnose a lot of deaths. People can have both viruses on them. Now, I think 80,000 is probably what we will see. And by the way, we did the math. If they say 1,000 people have died and that there are 68,000 confirmed infections, do the math. That means a 1.5% death rate. But again, that's all coming out of the globalist. Another article up on nationalfile.com It's also posted at InfoWars.com. President Trump versus Bill Gates on treatment. Fauci has a $100 million conflict, running a $100 million contract for Bill and Melinda Gates, of course, on vaccines. A vaccine for AIDS, HIV, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. Okay, I want to hit the world government news. I want to give the number out, and I want to just put 10 calls on the board so others don't have to hold, and then we got David Icke bottom of the next hour. Toll-free number to join us to give me your take on this whole situation. We'll give you that number here in just a moment. But first, I want to talk about something here for just a second that is really important. Were you guys able to get that living defense piece I wanted into the computer so I can play that? We do have that, guys? Fantastic, because this is something I haven't talked enough about, and I keep forgetting to talk about it, and it's really something that's a sleeper product that we were really excited about when we launched 4 years ago, but sometimes I'm busy during a product launch, and if I never launch it, I never really talk about it. Happies is another product that people actually get and are blown away by and has almost 100% reviews, but I never talk about it, so it never became a big seller. Callers began to call in, though, about Living Defense last year and talking about what it did for them, so then more callers called in. In the space of 2 weeks, we probably had 7 or 8 callers that got through that said, listen, it changed my life. Now, because of the FDA and the way the system is, we can't tell you the experience we personally have or what these known compounds do, like black walnut and others. This is a very strong formula. But I was reminded that I took this 4 years ago when it first came out, and it really helped me. And I hadn't taken it in almost 4 years. I took it again. Incredible. This is beyond probiotic. This is next level. It's like Myco ZX knocks out yeast, mold, candida. This knocks out a whole other class of things. You need to experience Living Defense for yourself. It's back in stock. Sold out for 4+ months because to get organic or wild harvested ingredients and to have it then tested and to have it at the highest levels, it kept failing the test. And we said, nope, we're not going to lower our standards. And we just waited until we finally got a good run of it. We go at the highest standards, folks, because we're targets. Plus, that's what you deserve. It's what we deserve. You need to learn about Living Defense. You need to get a bottle of Living Defense. Despite the fact that it's sold out for all those months, it's discounted 40% off. And I'm going to probably end that special soon because I thought we'd have enough to last a few months. It's going to sell out in about 2 weeks at current sales rates because people know about the gut being the big front line of defense for immunity and for health. And if your gut isn't in order, you're screwed. Because your body's having to spend all its time fighting stuff there in the gut instead of fighting it in the nose and the sinus and the throat and the mouth and other areas of the body and the skin and the eyes. So get your gut in order, and it's incredible. Myco ZX is amazing, goes great with it. But get your Living Defense back in stock. Here's what one caller had to say about it.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Alex, I got to tell you, man, I don't care what anybody has ever said about you. You have red-pilled more human beings than anybody on planet Earth, and God bless you. Everything you stand for, everything you've done, you are the best, man. I mean, it's absolutely true. That when I heard you today with this live call and you encouraged people to call in, I said, that's it, man. I'm just going to break down. I got to tell you, look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars every day for three hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life. Listen, man, if there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that Living Defense. Alice, I'm telling you, every listener out there should order a couple bottles of this, because everybody's got parasites, whether you think you don't or not. If you've ever eaten any kind of seafood, anything like that, obviously you do. Sushi, forget about it. You're riddled with parasites. And I don't know of a better product. And I've done a lot of research since I had this miraculous turnaround in my health. I started looking into it, and there's no better product out there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's back in stock. Get it while you can. More doesn't come in for 2 months. And right now, it's one of our best sellers, and it's fun in the operation, but it's amazing. Get your Living Defense, InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm going to bring it back to 20% off instead of 40% off, because we need funding. We don't put a lot of markups, so 50% off, we're making like 20, 30%. So I'm going to go back to close to full price here very, very soon. It's very, very expensive to make this. It doesn't have fillers. It's chock full of the highest quality products that have not been homogenized. See, if you buy products that have been heated and irradiated, you can get them really cheap, and they're crappy, and they might be 10 years old. We get fresh, organic, and wild crafted, wild pick. That's the level above that. And to be able to do that, it takes time. I could churn this out and never be out of it. But we have high standards because we want it to really work. We want you to get blown away by it. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I was just reminded of something, not just the numbers of deaths in Italy, 70,000 2 years ago, usually about 35 to 40,000. You know, they're only 60 million, and how that's why it's hit their population so bad, and how they're going to try to use flu deaths to say it's coronavirus this year in the flu season to scare everybody. And you've got these Bill Gates connected groups coming out and saying 80,000 they think are going to die in the next 4 months. We just got bombshell information that I'm going to cover 6 after next hour. But I do want to give the number out, and I do want to take your phone calls, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Dial your country code access, 512-646-1776, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, I'm going to take 10 calls in the first 30 minutes. And then David Icke's going to join us with his amazing take on the whole coronavirus and the hysteria and everything that is unfolding. That is coming up. He'll be with us for an hour and a half. And then I'll open the phones up again. Fourth hour. I'm hosting the whole fourth hour and taking your calls. Infowars.com is the front line of the fight against the globalists. Now, let me read you some of these headlines. Former UK Prime Minister calls for global government to fight coronavirus. Yeah, he did years ago, too. It's their plan. Virus death toll passes 20,000, 3 million under lockdown for something that's killed 20,000 worldwide. Coronavirus patients charged with attempted murder for failing to self-isolate. Man, talk about tyranny. The U.S. just had its deadliest day from a coronavirus, but health officials say the peak is yet to come. They just think we're such domesticated idiots. The West can't contain the coronavirus. Should you shelter in China? Wall Street Journal. Run to China. See how they script it all like they're the good guys? Those who intentionally spread coronavirus could be charged as terrorists. More fear-mongering. ICU doctor. Coronavirus frightens me. It's severe, unpredictable, and it has no cure. Usually doctors don't try to scare you. NYC morgue near capacity. DHS briefing warns. There's always a bunch of deaths from flu. Protesters in Mexico block lanes and Arizona border crossing to demand stricter coronavirus screenings. Oh, the Mexicans want the border blocked with the U.S. that has more cases. It's all the chike. Oh, you want borders now, Mexico. Spanish doctors are forced to choose who lives and who dies. Oh, yes, and the U.S. hospitals doing the same thing. It's all coming up. Remember, you can override the globalist fear-mongering. You can spread the live link to this show. You can tell folks about local radio stations you're listening to now. You are the Paul Revere's.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist
specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction.